Such interest in heads and skulls as we saw in the previous two objects was by no means unusual. The Middle Ages saw the human body as a most perfect form, crowned by the head. Special value was placed into heads, both living and dead. Addressing your prayers to a saint, if accompanied by physical contact with their remains, was considered the most certain way of getting what you pray for, and those who had no direct access to a saint's precious skull sought compensation by man-made replicas. This object shows exactly this. Wooden sculptures like this one were known as Johannisschüsseln and represented the severed head of St. John the Baptist. They were respected as much as another saint's actual remains would be. One of the reasons is that the final resting place of the real skull of St. John, if it has survived at all, is unknown and versions vary within different religions. Heads like this one were made throughout the Middle Ages in Northern Europe, first from painted wood and later from porcelain. They were carried around the town in religious processions, brought out during service, and even used as props in religious plays.